I think probably I feel that we've got to a tipping point. Firstly, we did used to get quite a lot of complaints from people who were entering the building and then having to go through a haze of smokers. So that's one thing. I think secondly, the ban on smoking in pubs has actually gone quite well, and I think people have moved where they expect to see smoking and where they don't expect to see smoking. And then the final thing is that we are a health organisation, actually, and we see lots of people in our organisation who've smoked, and it makes them ill. So I think the combination of all those things has made us feel that, you know what, now is the right time to really try and help people stop smoking and make our building a healthier place, not just to be in, but to enter as well. What we're obviously hoping is that most people easily cooperate and understand why we're doing it. You know, we're not doing it to be awkward. We're doing it because it is bad for people's health. And we have people coming here who've got asthma and cardiac problems, you know, and they shouldn't be inhaling smoke. So we hope most people will really understand that. But if we have people who won't help and cooperate, you know, in the end, we do have to have some sanctions. And so we have a normal system that we apply to people who are either aggressive or rude, or in some cases violent, unfortunately, I have to say, where we give them a sort of a yellow and red card system, so a warning and then, you know, and ultimately a ban. I probably can't imagine it getting to that extent with smoking, because most people are reasonable most of the time. But we do ultimately have to have some sanctions in this. I mean, I do expect our staff who are regulating this to have common sense as well. So if they come across somebody who's obviously just been given terribly bad news or something like that, you know, I expect them to have some common sense as well, and to manage the person and the situations in front of them. But most people smoke out of a habit, and if you ask them would they mind not smoking or moving away or waiting for their cigarette till they get off the site, they just say, oh yeah, sorry, okay, thanks. You know, perfectly reasonable, most people, most of the time. Well, of course, if you smoke a lot, it isn't a bit of an addiction, but you can still choose where to smoke, and people don't smoke on planes, do they? So for us, it's not about saying we will help people with their addictions, and we will support people with those addictions and trying to support them in reducing their smoking intake or help them give up completely. But the issue is that they don't have to smoke in front of the doors and on the hospital site.